When Life Gives You Lemons by Jill Webb.
Well, I don't like my nickname.
Tough.
Come on, Ev. Whatever have you been doing? I've been stood here like a lemon for ages. Meet in lobby in 10 minutes, you said, and you've turned up 10 minutes late. I'm going to call you Ethel the Unready from now on.
Sorry, Edie. I was looking for my glasses, and I still haven't found them, so I'm afraid I can't come out with you, because I'd be all over the shop in my buggy.
They're on your head, you numpty.
Oh, yes, so they are. Silly me. I remember now, I put them there while I did my teeth.
Why? In as few words as possible, because the sun will be gone.
Because toothpaste splashes up, and it's like looking through a snowstorm. That's why. I wonder where like a lemon comes from.
I've no idea, and I'm really not bothered. Probably the same place all over the shop comes from.
Well, I know where that comes from. It just means in many different places over a wide area. But I've no idea where like a lemon comes from. But seeing as you weren't standing because you were in your buggy, you weren't stood there like a lemon, were you?
Are you done?
Yes.
Well, take that silly smirk off your face and let's get going.
Oh no, look, it's starting to rain. I'll have to go back and get me coat with a hood.
Forget it. I knew that would happen. We're not going now. You can get me a coffee while I avoid Fat Pat in lounge.
Oh dear, you're cross with me again. Mind, you can't say Fat Pat anymore, you know that. She's Googly Pat now, remember? Because she said she's always looking things up.
Ethel, go and get me a coffee before I lose it. You're very annoying this morning.
All right, keep your hair on. Do you think chamomile might be a better idea to calm you down as you keep tapping your fingers on arm of your buggy?
Coffee. Just a strong, fully loaded coffee, Eth. And don't get chatting, I need it right now.
I'm on my way. Do you want a digestive or a custard cream with it, or shall I bring a selection?
Coffee!
I'm going. I don't know why she's so mardy. It makes me nervous. I hope I don't spill it. Oh, there's Pat. I'll let her go first with her knees. Hello, Pat. You go in front of me, love. I know you can't stand long with your knees. They always play you up when it's raining, don't they?
Finally. I hope it's hot. You've been chatting to Pat, haven't you? I saw you.
Yes, I did. And I asked her to Google where like a lemon comes from. And apparently it's early 20th century slang. And it means someone who's a loser or a simpleton.
Hilarious. I'm sure that made your day. Now, for goodness sake, let me have me coffee. Thank you.
And I asked her to see what the name Edie means. And do you know what she found?
Nope. But no doubt you're dying to tell me.
It means prosperous in war. How apt.
Well, I'm glad you're amused.
I'm going to call you BDC when you're cross. Yes, that just suits you.
You lemon.